There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, folks, it's Rick Wilson, and welcome to the Daily Beast's The New Abnormal.
Hi, I'm Molly Jongfast, a left-wing pundit and editor-at-large at the Daily Beast.
I'm also an editor at the Daily Beast, a former Republican political strategist, best-selling author, and full-time troublemaker. We're here to have fun, sharp conversations with some of the smartest people in media, politics, business, and science that help make what's happening in the country and the world clearer.
I'll try to keep Rick to the minimum number of F-bombs and try to keep our kids, pets, and other wildlife sounds from invading our respective bunkers.
It's night three of the Democratic National Convention, and we're all a little punchy here on the New Abnormal. We're joined by my very good friend, Dan, whose name I know how to pronounce very well, Philippe Reines.
Hi, Molly. Hi, Rick.
Rick, what did you think?
Well, look, I mean, the first half of it was the sort of checklist stuff you have to do at a convention, okay? The Democrats have to go through the checklist of climate change, gun control, immigration, things like that. The Republicans go through their checklist of gun control, abortion, low taxes. So this was sort of the pro forma part in the beginning, but nobody gives a shit. You know why? There were going to be two gigantic rock star performances tonight that people were thinking about, and that were going to be the things that triggered Donald Trump, and sure as hell they did. You know, I said this earlier on the live stream, and it was, you could disagree with Barack Obama about every policy thing under the sun, but you could always remember that the guy was a spectacular speaker and communicator. And he brought that shit tonight. I mean, he peeled the paint off the damn walls without raising his voice.
Yeah.
It's already triggered Donald Trump's itchy Twitter finger.
Well, the all caps are a good sign.
Oh, yeah. All caps are always a good sign.
You know, Obama's one cool dude, but he also brings something to the table that really no one else in the world does, which is he can't be called a loser. You know, Donald Trump can't run around using his standard artillery of juvenile names. He was elected president twice. He got more votes twice. I think there's an intimidation there, which is why, you know, his nonsensical, it might be all tweets, but it's still, he wiretapped my house or whatever it was.
Right. And
tapped,
he's going,
my phones.
And he made sure that he's going on Sean Hannity, or as we think of him, Michael Cohen's third client tomorrow night. During Biden's speech.
You know what? I think that's great for Biden. The idea that Trump campaign is frustrated that Biden is not out there more, because they think the more he's out there, the more he's likely to make a mistake or, you know, quote, a gaffe. That works great, assuming the other person isn't a human gaffe factory. I mean, you can't, it's like a boxing match. I mean, you can't, your strategy can't be, I hope the other guy trips on his shoelaces.
Right.
Your own shoelaces were tied together before you even got in the ring. And
right.
You know, I think every time Trump, I don't think the side by side, whether it's a debate, whether it's someone's
name. Is that your dog?
Not my dog.
One of several.
he has one dog for every AR-15.
No, there's a different ratio there. I have a virtual fox hunting pack.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, meanwhile, like, two out of three Greenfield children want to go and live with Uncle Rick. So.
That would be, well, I mean, if shit hits the fan, I think that's where I'm going.
Okay, can I get this ship back on course, please?
Think about what Donald Trump's day looked like today. First off, he steps on his dick, attacking one of the largest and most renowned employers in the, you know, vaguely kind of sort of important swing state of Ohio by trying to cancel culture fucking Goodyear.
Right.
That employs 64,000 people in union jobs. Good play, boss. You can see poor Bill Stepien, and like, you can imagine the guy turning like the color of curdled milk when he read that tweet. And then he spends the other part of the day suddenly like defending QAnon. Well, if they like me, it must be okay. Maybe I am defending the world from cannibal child predators.
Rick, this is one of our favorite topics, but just think about how confused those freaks are going to be the day after Election Day when Donald Trump loses. They are just not going to be able to, it's going to take a lot to trust the plan when the plan has Donald Trump unemployed.
I can see the day on November 4th, if it's a clear victory for Biden, they're going to say, this was the plan all along. Biden is secretly JFK Jr.'s brain in a clone's body.
they definitely adapt well.
I don't know. That QAnon thing today was just like the beginning of Trump's. I mean, we knew he had it in him, but that was still kind of shocking. And then the fact.
Look, let's be honest. If it weren't for the pandemic, if he were going out there every day and saying my strategy, forget about my campaign that thinks that they're going to win. My strategy is to win the same way I won 4 years ago with the same exact people, not one more, not one less. And I am going to go out there every day and tell them what they want to hear. It would be ugly and it would be unfortunate and it would be narrow-minded and short-sighted, but that doesn't mean that it wouldn't work. Now,
right.
It's all context of a much more horrible moment where he's not being assessed that way. He's being assessed in a very different stage that he can't come to grips with, which makes it all the more worse. But yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah.
I mean, what I'm surprised by is the fact that Trump refuses to even pretend to make it look like he's doing something about the pandemic, which has us all stuck at home. Like, didn't anyone say, like, well, let's at least make it look like you're doing something?
Yeah, they did. They also said, let's make it look like you're doing something about race. Let's take a walk over to the church.
But they really have not. I think it's interesting. There's not even like there's no coronavirus task force.
The subtitle on what you're saying is, why isn't this man becoming a different person after 74 years of being on this earth?
When you're born sort of the platonic ideal of an asshole, it's difficult to change your form.
Yeah.
And once you've been the platonic ideal of an asshole for 7,000 years, it's even harder to change your form.
Except that doesn't answer my question. Like, why isn't there anyone there who's like, let's at least make it look like we're doing something about the virus?
Because now he's down to he never had anyone higher than the B team, but now he's down to like.
I'm going to break a little piece of news. You guys remember Cliff Sims?
Yes.
Who left the White House? Cliff Sims is now going to be a speechwriter and communications executive for the RNC, for the convention. What's going to happen when Trump finds out about this? And it's Junior's doing, apparently. He's like a Junior and Arthur Schwartz minion now. And so,
wait, but remind me who he is, because I don't know who he is.
He was like a cabinet secretary staff guy, and he wrote a book about, you know, the whole administration, and Trump lost his shit about it. This is back in the before time, Molly. You know, when
2018.
Yes, it was 2018.
I'm sorry, I can't remember. I can only remember the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, if that.
The one anecdote that you might remember is that Trump asked him to help figure out who was leaking, and it came up with an index card list of names, and Trump looked at it and dismissed them all.
Right.
So Junior allowed to go against Daddy like that?
I think he just expected that he could call some minion at the RNC and say, hire my boy. I also learned today from my source at the RNC that apparently the guy used to be in a Christian rock band. He's like, I'm going to send you pictures of the guy wearing nothing but a leather vest and tight pants singing Christian heavy metal. I'm like, yes, please.
I really like Obama. I thought he was amazing. I thought Hillary was really good about talking about the...
You can be honest. I'm not going to get offended.
No, I actually, honestly, what I thought was, and I wrote about this tonight, was that what she needed to talk about was the election. And what she talked about was the election. So she talked about how you can win the popular vote, which Democrats have now done twice, and lose the presidency.
She did have a little self-referential wink of humor there, which I like. Yeah. in any speaker, you know, that they get the joke about themselves a little bit.
Mentioning Jim Comey, which is always a positive.
Why is Jim Comey so insufferable?
I don't know, but you see this HBO or Showtime movie that's about the
Showtime.
Yeah,
I've seen it, and it's going to make Trump lose his shit.
Oh, you've seen the actual it?
Yes.
It looks great.
It's great. And I will tell you this.
I love that guy, Gleason, whatever his name is.
Brendan Gleason as Trump is brilliant. Holly Hunter as Sally Yates.
Oh, wow.
It's just like, it is so letter perfect in the casting. And Holly Hunter is always underappreciated. She's amazing in it. And the story is going to make Trump crazy because it doesn't illustrate the deep state plot against him. You know, it's like this confusing procedural, who the fuck are all these Russians thing. That, of course, has now been validated by the recently released.
Let's talk about that.
The Rubio report?
Yes. Yeah. The Rubio report.
That's what it's called. It's the Rubio report. I wish the Democrats had made even more of this at the convention because these motherfuckers in the Senate knew about this shit a year and a half ago. They had a criminal referral for Steve Bannon and for Junior a year and a half ago. They knew that Trump was ass deep with these fuckers a year and a half ago. And it's like, we just can't talk about that. We better exonerate him quickly because, you know, he might tweet about us.
Yeah.
Junior going to jail would be amazing.
No, I mean, I've said this before. I would take a deal where I would allow Trump to stay in office 1 year for every year Don Jr. served in prison.
You're the only person who would take that deal, but I don't love you for it.
I don't think so. And if I sweeten the deal and threw in Jared, I think a lot of people would take that deal.
Listen, Donald Trump can be president for life if I can watch Jared torn apart by a pack of wild dogs.
Absolutely. And doing the guards' taxes is not going to get him out of it.
Right.
And I can see Donald Trump thinking to himself, I could pardon him for the wild dog punishment, but then how would I comfort Ivanka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get deleted.
You're right about the report. I mean, it's a really big deal in the sense that...
You mean the Rubio report?
It confirmed everything we knew prior to Mueller being unable to put it in his report for a very simple reason, which is that Mueller was approaching it as a prosecutor with a higher bar.
Right.
And Rubio and the Intelligence Committee, which we should make clear to everyone, is the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is run by Republicans, by Mitch McConnell's Republican. They came out with 1,000 pages that made a few things clear that Mueller could not and did not. One was that Roger Stone was neck deep into talking to WikiLeaks and that WikiLeaks knew that they were talking to Russia, that Roger Stone was talking to Donald Trump right up until the day that the John email, like October 7th, and that they had spoken, they being Roger Stone and Donald Trump, 39 times in the previous month. And they stated straight out that they did not believe Donald Trump's recollection, that they did not discuss it. And it's not just Stone. They assess that the whole lot of them, including Jared.
And they describe Paul Manafort as a grave national security risk.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing that a Republican Senate put their name on this. And again, there'll be people who tweet at you guys like, oh, don't give them any credit. They voted for Iraq. Yeah, I know they voted for Iraq. I know who they are. But they could have punted for 3 months. They could have toned it down. They seem to have went pretty straight. Now, unfortunately, it's going to get lost. But, you know, the Jared stuff is maddening because, you know, you just said it a minute ago about the criminal referral about Bannon and Don Jr. and Jared all, I mean, so the Senate Intelligence Committee, run by Republicans, sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying, please look into these fuckers because we're pretty sure they lied to us.
Yeah. Yep.
This is while Jared Kushner, I mean, fine, Bannon's some whatever he's doing, Don Jr. is just out being an asshole. Jared Kushner works in the White House, and he is the Republican oversight in Congress. Some of Trump's closest supporters are saying Jared Kushner should be criminally investigated.
Right.
He should not be. It's a reason 20, aside from being incompetent, that he should not have a security clearance.
No, Jared should not run a Waffle House, okay?
And Jared is running the coronavirus task force. Well, actually, Pence
let's remember, though, Jared had a meeting in March in the White House where they decided that they would triage testing to states that supported the president.
Yes.
And not do testing in blue states and let them sink or swim on their own.
As someone who lived in New York during that period, I'm aware.
Yes. And, you know, I like to call it sort of Jared's like McKinsey Wansei conference, you know, out there doing his damnedest to fulfill Donald Trump's desire to punish anyone who's not, you know, Trump's sycophant governor.
I think any rational person, which, by the way, most of America would agree, because the only person whose approval ratings are lower than Donald Trump's are Jared Kushner's.
This person
is the worst combination. I don't know if this quote is true, but I took a combat warfare history of war class in college, and the professor said that Napoleon had a quote that there are four attributes a general could have. They could be industrious or lazy. They could be smart or stupid. He said, if you have a industrious, smart general, you've got it made. If you've got a smart, lazy general, okay. If you've got a lazy, dumb general, you can live with that. The thing you don't want is you don't want an industrious, dumb general. And that is exactly who Jared Kushner is. There's just, yep. He's just Olympically incompetent. I mean, hyperbolic, with the exception of criminal prison reform, which whether you agree with it or not, he did play a central role. With the exception of that, I honestly believe, Rick, your next book should be, you know, ETJD, because it is remarkable. I mean, he's the one who's saying, sure, Dad, go across the street and hold the Bible upside down. He's the one that's saying, hey, my sources are telling me the Democrats will love it if you fire Jim Comey. I mean, he was the guy in the room who said, fire Jim Comey, Democrats will love it.
Right.
The single biggest fuck up.
No, he's dumb. I mean, nobody thinks Jared Kushner is smart except Jared Kushner.
Right.
I mean, everyone else knows the man is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Do you know how hard it is to not get any better at your job over a period of years? I mean, that's almost impressive.
You do almost have to give him like a little bit of props. Just like the pure stubbornness of the stupidity is just kind of epic.
Yeah. I mean, he's the Michael Phelps of being unable to shave off a hundredth of a second or add on a hundredth of a second. I guess it's a difference. The gun owner will know this. The difference between accuracy and precision. Like, he is hitting the bullseye in the same bullet hole over and over again.
Right. But he's actually in like the third ring out of the.
Yeah.
So, Molly, I know you were very intrigued and interested by the Kamala Harris speech. What were your thoughts on the matter?
I really like the Harris family. And I know you guys are all going to give me and make fun of me for being too sycophantic, but I enjoy them. I think they're smart. And there's, I don't know, when she had a little introduction about her sister and her niece, and as a stepdaughter, as a product of a very blended marriage, if your stepdaughter likes you, that's a high bar.
Well, I think the video package to introduce her was spectacular. I mean, as a ad guy, that was phenomenal. And I think they came across as warm and fun, you know, American style family that represents, you know, the sort of weirdness that this world has today. You know, we're all sorts of races and we're all sorts of marital statuses. And I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And I really liked her speech. And I thought that it was a very different speech for her. You know, her whole thing is that she's a prosecutor. And tonight she was sort of trying to be fun and have fun. And it spoke to me. I thought she was great. You know, every time she speaks, I think, we have this exciting prosecutor who's real tough, but also kind of fun, and she is going to kill Mike Pence. And for me as a woman, after living through 4 years of this kind of misogyny, to watch her destroy Mike Pence would be the greatest joy of my life.
Oh, it is going to be delicious, because Mike Pence, she's everything Mike Pence like wakes up in night sweats about.
Yeah. And that is time I see her, I just think of her and him. He calls his wife mother. Like, he's from another century.
No, but he calls Karen Pence mother. What does he call his mother? Like, if it's Thanksgiving, he says, mother, I need another ale.
So that's how it is in that family.
But anyway, so I thought Kamala gave a really impressive speech. And, you know, it is not easy to go after Barack Obama, who is the most and a gifted orator. And she did a really good job. So I was impressed with it.
The last few months in this whole cycle has proven that a lot of things don't matter, or the death of a lot of things, whether it's caucuses or, you know, actually getting out and pressing the flesh. But I do think in hindsight, one thing that will be appreciated for as much as they've been derided are conventions. There is a excitement to the moment. And it's very, you can see how difficult it is. I mean, when do people give speeches in a sensory deprivation tank? You know, you're looking at a teleprompter and there's no one in the room. I think these folks deserve a lot of credit for being able to emote in that kind of weird setting. I agree with you about the family. I mean, I know Maya Harris a little bit. It's fun getting to know someone, you know, it's fun seeing, you know, you read the story about 9 things you didn't know about Doug Emhoff.
Yeah, no, they're cute. I find them to be cute. And also the other thing is they're not like these evil kind of, I don't know, there's something about Pence for me as a feminist that strikes me as so creepy. It's just creepy. Like, we don't live in 1942. We live in 2020.
I was just watching some old video, don't ask why, of Mike Pence during his radio show days. And there's this one moment where he's just ripping off. He's like, adultery is the worst of sins. And these women who are, you know, just going off. God. And I'm thinking, motherfucker, who do you work for? Excuse me?
Can't wait to
Mr.
see that.
Mr. Seventh Commandment? Yeah. Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's face it, after a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics.
ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic.
It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking.
Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut.
It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day.
ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow.
So, I first gave ZBiotics a try when I was having an existential crisis at a Dave & Buster's. I drank it before my first Dangerous Waters punch, and you wouldn't believe how on top of my game, no pun intended, I felt the very next morning.
Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. There's so much going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now.
Go to zbiotics.com/abnormal to get 15% off your first order when you use abnormal at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember to head to zbiotics.com/abnormal and use the code abnormal at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
The New Abnormal is going to release a limited run series of bonus interviews over the next few weeks. Starting in August, we'll release a new one each Sunday. But listen carefully, only Beast Inside members will have access to these. So head over to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com to join now. Your Beast Inside membership helps support the great reporting at The Beast and podcasts like The New Abnormal. Thanks.
Let's go. We now must go to our only segment ever, which is, I know I'm not supposed to say that, but it's late at night.
We're keeping Molly up way too late.
12:16. I this is hard for me. I get up at like Rick Wilson. Shall we ask our guest Philippe?
We shall allow Philippe to lead the fuck that guy charge this evening.
I shall commence with the fuck that guy dialogue.
Go.
I had a hard time because there are so many guys that should be fucked in this, but I went old school in part because of the Senate report and in part because of his recent commutation, and also because he's just a rotten soul, is Roger Stone. And, you know, there are people who work for Trump and around Trump who I don't understand how they do it, but in a different life, maybe I could get along with them or whatever. Roger Stone has been a rotten human being for decades. I mean, there's no one who knows that better.
Truly a shit-tier human being.
Just a bad, bad, weird, unethical liar. And unfortunately, he gets the pass as being colorful. You know, he's got Nixon tattooed on his back. He's an operator. That's not what he is. He's someone who has done real damage to our country. And in this very narrow sense is he was the person in between the Russians and Donald Trump.
He's also a racist. He hates, you know, he's anti-LGBT. I mean, he's like nothing redeeming about him. Yeah.
There's nothing redeeming about him.
And he dresses like a Batman villain.
All right, Molly Jongfast, who is your fuck that guy for this beautiful, beautiful summer evening?
My fuck that guy is Secretary of State and internet troll Mike Pompeo.
Oh, what do you want to know why? Please tell.
Well, as Jesse, our producer, explained, I saw the GIF, but I didn't understand the larger implication. When Nancy Pelosi was speaking, he posted a GIF of Lisa from The Simpsons tearing up the letter she had written to politicians when she discovered that politicians were corrupt. The irony, of course, is that Mike Pompeo is probably one of the most corrupt figures in the Trump administration. And he also is just, I mean, these people are just so awful.
I have a surprising, out of left field, not political fuck that guy today.
Wait.
Okay. As you know, I live in the state of Florida.
No.
Florida is known
Tell me more.
About this garden paradise.
Right, exactly.
Florida is known.
Humidity there?
A bajillion.
Yeah, I continue.
Florida is known as the home of meth-eating face zombies.
Yes.
A whole variety of things. We are also the home of a shit ton of mosquitoes.
Oh, really?
There's a company in Florida called Oxitec that is about to release genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida.
Yeah.
It's fucking 2020. You motherfuckers will release genetically modified mosquitoes and we're all going to die. It's a 100% chance.
Modified to do what?
I don't even know, but whatever they modify them to do, it's not going to be what happens. Have they not seen Jurassic Park? Do these people not understand what's going to happen? It's 2020 in Florida. On that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The New Abnormal from The Daily Beast. In future episodes, we'll be talking with smart folks from The Daily Beast and beyond from media, culture, politics, and science who will help us understand what's happening to our country and the world.
We hope you'll subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app and share the show on social media. We're just getting started and don't want you to miss an episode. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, I'm Molly Jongfast and he's the Rick Wilson. Thanks so much for listening and we'll see you again on the next episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.